And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So now, when I first heard about this attack that was taking place in Russia, everyone was on the edge like, man, why did this happen now? Did Zelensky have anything to do with it? Would not surprise me at all, just to be honest with you. And then we're in a time of war. But then I started hearing the liberal left saying that, well, we informed Putin that a terrorist attack was coming. Really? And they said Putin, this is what they're saying online, Putin would not listen to the U.S. warning them about an imminent terrorist attack on their soil. Said Putin would not listen. And they said the reason why Putin would not listen is because Putin was going through an election. Because, you know, he just won his reelection. You know what I'm talking about, Shannon? Putin just won his reelection not too long ago here recently.
Right. Yeah.
And because Putin was trying to, how the left is saying, win his fraudulent election. That's what the left is saying. I have no idea. I'm not involved in the Russian elections. But this is what the left is saying, that he was more concerned about winning his election than he was about the imminent terrorist attack inside of Russia.
That sounds like Biden.
Yeah, this is what the left is saying. And they said, look, regardless of what's happening, you know, when there's a terrorist attack, we're here to tell people that a terrorist attack is going to happen. This is what the left is saying, that, look, Putin, you're at war with Ukraine. We want you to stop. Actually, they don't want to stop, but you're at war with Ukraine, and we're here to let you know that there's a terrorist attack that's coming. Now, these are the same people, the very same people that are saying Putin is a terrorist himself. So why would you inform one terrorist that another terrorist is getting ready to attack you? Why would you do that? The entire left calls Putin a terrorist. Have you ever heard them not call Putin a terrorist? Listen to this. This is on MSDNC talking about Putin and that he was warned by the U.S.
Motivation for ISIS to commit this kind of terror attack in Russia.
Well, it's a very credible claim, especially given that the U.S. Embassy issued a public warning earlier this month about extremists planning to carry out attack. And that term extremist usually refers to these fanatical Islamist groups.
Oh, really? You hear this? See, they're telling everybody right there that they had all the airwave and they've been letting Putin know constantly. Hey, Putin, you're going to be attacked by these terrorist groups. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked. How many of you actually believe? Now, I'm just going to say it like this. Did the U.S. actually tell Putin that you're about to be attacked? Do you actually believe it? I don't believe it. I could be wrong. This could be, maybe they had to change their heart about the whole situation and say, yeah, you know what, we don't like each other, but you're about to be hit by a terrorist attack. I don't believe it at all. The whole point, just like the video I showed you earlier with Hillary Rodham Clinton, they use Al-Qaeda to flip the country of Russia. They've used Al-Qaeda to flip the country. This whole war that's taking place right now with Ukraine, they're wanting to flip the country again. So I don't believe anything that these people are saying. They're trying to put out a certain narrative to cover their tracks.
And ISIS-K, which is the one believed to be responsible for this, has long felt that the Russians have bloodily suppressed the Muslims in Syria and Afghanistan and in the Caucasus as well. And so, therefore, I think Islamic militants, it's very believable that they were the ones to carry out this attack. The fact that they just mowed down individuals, and clearly it was an effort to try to cause havoc and kill as many people as possible.
Okay, so again, I'm asking this question, and I do look in the comments. Someone tell me, correct Will Johnson here. I mean, I've never say that I know everything. I never will. So if anyone ever says Will Johnson said he knows everything, they're lying to you. But at what point have you ever known these terrorists to go from one country to another country and they don't have bombs strapped to themselves? There's only one group of people on the planet that does this, that will strap bombs in themselves looking for 72 versions. Why not? Why not in this case? And you notice they dance around it. They never even bring it up. Why? Because they don't want you to even think about what Will Johnson just said. The people that watch the crap that they put out there, they don't want people to think about it. Oh, yeah, you know what? Will Johnson's on to something. You know, they typically blow themselves up. Not to say that they don't shoot people, but they, you know, they fly planes into buildings, supposedly, right? They will strap bombs to themselves. They even strap bombs to kids, to little children. So why did these men not have any bombs strapped to themselves? But someone could put Will Johnson. They were doing explosives while they were there. Why didn't they blow themselves up? See, there's too many questions, and they're not going to ask those questions because those are the wrong questions. Let me go to this next one here. Listen to this one. Here's another one where the liberal media suggesting that the United States government informed Putin. I wonder if Putin's going to come out and say, yes, you know, the United States of America, they tried to warn us about this terrorist act.
ISIS, you know, quick to claim responsibility for this attack, but we heard Putin suggest that the suspects were trying to flee into Ukraine. He obviously wants to make some sort of correlation with Ukraine, perhaps, you know, added justification for Russia's invasion of that country.
Now you see how they're bringing that in there? Like Putin is lying, saying that they were trying to flee to Ukraine. Where else are they going to flee to? Where would they reach safe haven? I mean, think about that. If they go in there and they blow up stuff and they, you know, kill a lot of people in Russia, do you think Ukraine would welcome them with open arms? What do you say, Shannon? You think Ukraine would welcome them with open arms for all the killings that they did in Russia?
Of course they would.
So, I mean, why would Putin lie about them trying to flee to Ukraine?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Think about that.
I don't think he is.
Now, listen to this.
Yeah, Fred, it's worth remembering that whatever comes out of the Kremlin serves no other purpose than to support Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin's policies. Mm-hmm. So whether it's numbers of casualties, whether it's who committed this terrorist act, whether it's whether they were going to Ukraine or not, which frankly makes zero sense whatsoever from pretty much any perspective, unless you're trying to protect Vladimir Putin from embarrassment for not listening to intelligence that was provided by the United States and probably others, there's really nothing to believe there. So, yeah, it doesn't.
You see that? You hear what he's saying? He said it makes no sense. Okay, help me out here. Because, you know, I guess some of us don't have any sense. Why does it not make sense for the terrorists to want to flee to Ukraine? Why doesn't it make sense? Ukraine is asking the United States of America for billions and billions and billions of dollars. They want more tanks. They want more bullets. They want fighter jets. They want everything that we have to go to Ukraine to fight Russia. So why wouldn't it make sense for them to go to Ukraine? Y'all heard him. What am I missing?
It seems to make sense to me that it would be a terrorist element. The United States government doesn't see any inconsistencies with it being ISIS. So, you know, my inclination is to believe any other source before you believe the Kremlin.
And John, in fact, the U.S. and other Western governments had warned Russia earlier this month about the possibility of an ISIS attack. Putin labeled the warning outright blackmail during a speech earlier this week. So help folks understand, even though Russia is an adversary of the U.S., America adheres by this so-called duty to warn.
Now, listen to this. See, we adhere to the duty to warn. But we don't adhere to the duty of protecting the American people here in the United States of America. But we warned Russia. We told you that the terrorists were coming. Hey, our southern borders are wide open. We see the terrorists coming in the door, and yet they do nothing about that. But we're going to warn Russia. Help me understand that. You see what I'm saying? You see the dilemma here? The border's wide open here in the United States of America. The terrorists are coming across the southern border, but the United States of America does nothing. But we're going to warn Russia about the terrorists going into their country. Does that make any sense to you?
So the duty to warn doctrine applies particularly in terrorism, where there's information that one intelligence service may come into that means people may be killed in another place. And even if that place is not a U.S. ally, even if it's a hostile foreign power, the duty to warn is to protect innocent people no matter what the politics. And so U.S. intelligence passed the information they had about terrorist chatter about an upcoming attack in Russia. And then on March 7th, for Americans in the region, actually posted that on the embassy website. And yes, Fred, as you said, Vladimir Putin came out and said this was an attempt to destabilize, you know, Russians' feelings of safety. Yesterday was the fog of war. Today what we have is the fog of propaganda. So,
I mean, really? Okay, you can get him off the screen. Has the nerve to talk about word propaganda, and he's talking about the propaganda coming out of Russia. Let me remind everybody, CNN, NBC, Associated Press, all of these leftist organizations, the leftist organizations were kicked out of Russia because of the propaganda that they were pushing. And they're going to come on there and they say, well, Russia's putting out propaganda. Russia's the one putting it out there. Now, look, I'm not on here defending Putin at all. I'm not defending him. But when you have the entire liberal left coming out saying, well, you know, Putin, he's the one that created this. We warned him. I don't buy it. I don't buy it because the left, they have been lying to the American people as far as I can remember. Since the first day I've ever looked at politics, the left has been lying. And of course, we got some on the right. There's rhinocrats. They're not peachy either. But when it comes to those on the right and those on the left, the rhinocrats, these demoncrats, they're not going to tell us the truth about any of it. They're going to keep the situation that we see happening all over the world. They need the chaos. I'll be the first one to tell you. I'll be the last one to tell you. I've constantly said this so many times. The part of the reason why our southern border is open to have the terrorists come in is because we're going into the 2024 election. And some of y'all have heard me say this multiple times before, and I think it's worth repeating. It's because the Democrats, they need the chaos in the United States of America. They're so angry right now because everything that they've thrown at President Trump has failed miserably. Everything. Just today, we got good. Trump got good news, but still bad news. Good news. The lower appeals court sided with President Trump, as at least partially on the bail bond that he wanted to have to come up with instead of $455 million. Now it was down to $175 million. He shouldn't have to pay that at all. It should be zero because President Trump didn't commit a crime. There is no victim. There is no victim. But the Democrats don't care.
It's a bill, MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.